Here we go. Another update on behalf of Oceanside Community Safety Volunteers. You know who is here, well, at least by phone. Michael Garland, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Hey, you've been keeping busy.
You know what? It's amazing. We're taking all the right precautions. We're doing it in small steps, but indeed, it's really great to see the community engaged. Even though we can't be doing necessarily all of the things that we were doing before this COVID outbreak, but we certainly are not sitting on our laurels or we're letting any moss grow under our feet.
Okay, and we are going to talk about some great things that have happened in the last little while since last we spoke, but you want to start off with the upcoming road campaign for next month.
Absolutely. And you know what? With everybody doing staycations now, one of the things that happens to us with being in an area that you're so familiar with, we sometimes kind of let our minds wander a wee bit, and we take things for granted. But you know what? We got to remember that even though traffic is light, make sure your foot doesn't get heavy. And especially if you're going to go out and enjoy some of this good weather that we've been having, drinking and driving, they don't go together. And not just drinking and driving, but, basically anything to do with drugs as well. So impaired driving isn't just for alcohol only. It also includes in drugs. So one of the things, the Mounties are going to be out in full force starting July 1st. Hey, to celebrate Canada Day, they're going to be a lot more roadsides. And so if you are going to go out and partake in a beverage or two or to have a toke, remember, stay safe. If you plan to drink or to indulge, leave your car at home and always plan ahead for a safe ride home. So arrange a designated driver, call a taxi, or just take transit. Make sure that you're being safe because the eyes will be upon you.
Yes. Hey, I've never heard you say have a toke before. That sounded funny coming from you.
Thank you. Well, this is the benefit of radio. I don't have you now to cue me to make sure I don't say anything silly.
Oh, not at all. So you want to also touch on a wonderful thing on behalf of the PQ Community Foundation.
You know what? Like a lot of not-for-profits and charities, this has been a real struggle for us, especially since not having things such as Beach Fest, which is a big fundraiser for us, and our annual shredding event. We are very, very grateful to the Parksville Qualicum Community Foundation, who were able to help us out with some funding so that we can buy supplies to make sure that our volunteers can stay safe. So, for instance, we've reinstituted our Speed Watch program out and about. So we need all the proper sanitation equipment, the PPE for our volunteers. So that type of thing is something we'd never budgeted for, as I'm sure that nobody else really saw this thing coming. But it's, thanks to these great organizations like the Parksville Qualicum Community Foundation that are able to help us out and get us over this little bit of a hurdle here so we can continue offering the services that people expect of us.
Okay. And there was another little bit of good news, courtesy of Speedy Glass, you tell me.
Speedy Glass, anyone that's ever met Tim and Donna, they know what great participants in the community they are.
Yes.
And they continue to support us. Thanks to their financial contribution, we're able to continue to put ads in the PQB News every week, informing people that, what is available to them through our services, and as well, just general information, just to make sure that, residents don't forget that, you are part of the solution. And Tim and Donna with Speedy at their new location, Island Highway, Parksville, will be there by our side to make sure that we can get that message out.
You took my line. Okay.
You're such a great coach, Dave.
Crime Watch, what have you to say about that?
Well, every Monday we have a great partnership with the Oceanside RCMP Detachment, and we get the Crime Watch report. And you know what? It's amazing how many people are reading it. So recently there was a major arrest in the Oceanside area, and it all came about because residents in Anus Bay and in Parksville had their eyes open, and they were able to give information to the RCMP, just saying that, this doesn't look right in our community. And thanks to those tips, the RCMP were able to actually identify two subjects, and within a short time frame, they were able to recover over $30,000 in stolen property.
Yeah.
That's I know it's a very small part of your salary, but oh my God, I could live on that much money for sure.
For years.
Yeah. For years, even. But the things that they found, I mean, like stolen vehicles, motorcycles. Oh. But the good news is the majority of that property is going to be able to return to their rightful owner. So, you know, hats off to all the residents watching these Crime Watch reports and, you know, using that information and getting this little bit of vision in the community to apprehend these folks.
Yes, and to that end, you want to welcome some new members to Citizens on Patrol.
Absolutely, and because of the Crime Watch reports, those good folks at the Cork and Meadowwoods Residents Association have banded together. They've been having a few issues out there. They've organized themselves. We have done some training with them, provided them some resources to them, and for the bad guys, probably not a really good place to go to. We are so pleased with the positive input from the local residents. You know what? Really, policing really comes down to the public being involved. And much like the recent arrest, I commend all those residents out in the Meadowwoods area that basically said, you know what? We're going to take ownership, and they're a great partner. And again, bad guys, you may want to go shopping elsewhere.
And Speedwatch, that's coming back, is it?
It is indeed. And again, as I alluded to earlier, thanks to the generous donation from the Parksville Qualicum Community Foundation, we've got our volunteers back out again. So we're able to keep all the equipment clean. We're able to keep social distancing. And you know what? Much like I've been noticing, as the traffic gets lighter, the foot gets heavier on the pedal, and people are absorbing all that's around them, and they're kind of forgetting about their speed. So, again, Speedwatch is all about education and making sure that you're aware of your surroundings and being respectful when you're driving. So keep an eye on it. There's still school in some of the schools right now, so kind of watch those zones. Watch for kids. There's lots of them still around.
If I want you to come out in my neighborhood, will you do your Speedwatch thing there?
Absolutely. If you would like to see us out, contact your local municipality, phone the RCMP, and we would be happy to send our volunteers out there just to monitor. In fact, we do that quite often for a lot of municipalities and the RCMP. If they do get a few complaints, they send us out to monitor it so they know that if enforcement is necessary rather than just education, they can do it now.
All right. On behalf of Oceanside Community Safety, Michael Garland, always a pleasure. Michael, thank you.
Thank you very much, Dave.